so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh, Wheeling, West Virginia.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP. Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, former resident of Austin, Texas, along with Morgan's Point, Texas, bringing the tunes to you, and I appreciate your listening tonight. And, you know, I think we all know these last few months have brought to the forefront the racism inherent in virtually all the systems in our country and throughout the world, not just police departments. And the killing of George Floyd and so many other black men and women has people everywhere, including yours truly, examining the way they lead their lives, look at other people, and treat other people. We've got a long way to go. But the voices from the black community, the self-examination from those of us privileged white people of our society, and many conversations across the country give me hope for a more common understanding, indeed, that black lives matter. We're going to open tonight's show with two black Texas musicians who have recently released songs addressing their experiences, and we lead off with an incredibly powerful song from Mickey Guyton called Black Like Me.
Little kid in a small town, I did my best just to fit in. Broke my heart on the playground when they said I was different. Oh, now I'm all grown up and nothing has changed. Yeah, it's still the same. It's a hard life on easy street, just white paint and picket fences far as you can see. If you think we live in the land, try to be black like me. My daddy worked day and night for an old house and a used car, just to live that good life. It shouldn't be twice as hard. Oh, now I'm all grown up and nothing has changed. Yeah, it's still the same. It's a hard life on easy street, just white paint and picket fences far as you can see. If you think we live in the land of the free, you should try to be. Fences far as you can see. And if you think we live in a land of the free, you should try to be. Black like me. black like me.
Well, that was Mickey Guyton with Black Like Me, a pretty powerful song. She's from Arlington, Texas. She released that song in the midst of protests just last week on her Instagram page, and then Spotify came to her, and they said, we want to play that song as well. And they put it on their Hot Country playlist. In an interview on NPR, which I highly recommend, Mickey talked about what it was to be like a black woman in Nashville and the kinds of things she faced from white makeup people telling her how to apply her makeup and doing her hair, to producers telling her that things about her songs that just weren't right. And she just had the song teed up for about 8 months, was going to release it with another called What Are You Going to Tell Her, about the lack of support and recognition that women get in country music these days. But she felt she had to drop Black Like Me immediately. So we're going to have one more in this vein, maybe two more. And this one is from Jackie Venson, and the song is One Step Forward.
Chance to be
Wow, that was Leon Bridges from Fort Worth, and Terrace Martin along with him. The song Sweeter, song that was scheduled to be released on an album later in the year, just like Mickey Guyton, but they decided to do it now because, as Leon said in his press release, just as Abel's blood was crying out to God, George Floyd is crying out to me. So I present Sweeter. And before Leon, we heard Jackie Venson with One Step Forward, recorded live at Strange Brew. Jackie's from Austin, and she started out playing the piano, and she went to Berklee College of Music on the piano, but didn't like the ultra-competitive environment. She kind of described it as American Idol, the school. She saw some fellow students playing guitar and saw how much fun they were having, and she took off with it. She got 3 albums out, and I'm looking for more. I really like her, both her voice as well as her guitar playing. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas, where tonight we're listening to influential and innovative black musicians from Texas with a whole bunch to say. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Mickey Guyton is not the only black musician who has struggled to make it in the country world. Charlie Pride was a true trailblazer, I guess you'd call him, in the 70s. Here he is with one of his classics, Crystal Chandeliers.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has your laughing mouth help you dry your tears when the new lures of your crystal chandeliers? Never did fit in too well with the folks you knew. When it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do. And you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers line up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately around the hall. But will the timely crowd that had you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new words of your crystal chandeliers? I see your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall.
marvels that duets are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has your life in cloud help you dry your tears when the new wars all from your crystal chandelier? Oh, when the new wars all from your crystal chandelier. Thank you so much.
One of the main
like train coming round the bend. Go on, kinfo, tell your mom and them. Chugga-lugga, chugga-lugga, chugga-lugga. Ooh, the big black neck coming through to you. Boy, you done fell and bumped your head. Uh-huh, that's what you said. People say it's impossible, not probable, too radical. But I already been on the CMAs. Hell, Tim McGraw said he liked the change, said he likes the way my hiccup sounds and the way the crowd screams when I stomp the ground. I'm big and black, clickety-clack, and I make the train jump the track like that.
I play chicken with the train, play chicken with the train, train.
My voice is your choice that you wanted to hear. Southern boy making noise with a buffalo roan. Less denim and bone, as you might have known. See me riding into town like a desperado with a big belt buckle, the cowboy bravado. All over the world wide web, you'll see. Download CBT on an MP3. Speak clearly what I'm saying so you comprehend. Hit the Nipper Hick Hop Radio, tune in. Rolling like thunder onto the scene. It's kind of hard to describe if you know what I mean. I never claim to be the hardest of the rubbish hard rocks, but I'm booming out the box. Skills got you jumping out your socks from Texas. Here I come, moving your body with the bass kick drum.
Chicken with the train, play chicken with the train, train. You know that I play chicken with the train, play chicken with the train, train.
Train, train, I play chicken with the train, play chicken with the train, train.
You know that I play chicken with the train, play chicken with the train, train. You know that I play chicken with the train, play chicken with the train, train.
Get you some of that.
Well, that was Cowboy Troy, a hick hop country rapper born in Victoria, Texas, but he moved to Dallas for his high school years, then went to UT, and the song, obviously, was I Play Chicken with the Train, single from his first album that went to number 48 on the charts, and the album came out at number 2. The hick hop genre is got a much longer history than I thought, and I'm going to be checking that out a little bit more in the future. Kind of interesting mix right there. Before Cowboy Troy, we heard Charlie Pride and Crystal Chandeliers, a single that's been featured on over a dozen albums by Charlie, covered by a whole bunch of others, too. He was born in Sledge, Mississippi, but he lived in Texas for a little bit in 1969, 1970, just as his career was pretty well taken off. He had signed with RCA, I think, in the mid-60s. His first large show was in Detroit, and this is amazing to me. Few of the 10,000 country fans who showed up knew that he was black. When he was introduced, there was a huge burst of applause, and then he came out, and the applause just went away to silence. He knew this was coming, and he told the audience, "Friends, I realize it's a little unique, me coming out here with a permanent suntan to sing country and western for you, but that's just the way it is." Soon after that, his race became pretty minor detail compared to his success. 52 top 10 hits, 35 of which made number one. One of the just a few black musicians to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Listen to black musicians from Texas right here on Boogie Back to Texas. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support provided by Island Insurance Center. Experienced agents dedicated to helping you get the most from your insurance dollar. You can schedule a free coverage review or learn more at islandinsurancecenter.com.
VOV sends out a big thank you to First Student for their support, a community member business providing safe transportation for our island students. They also provide charter services for your special events. And they're looking for new drivers who enjoy working with our children. Call 206-463-6799.
Well, we move from country where black musicians have not necessarily been felt welcome, or worse, to the blues, where black musicians have provided leadership, innovation, and they've widely influenced musicians of all races. And one of the earliest innovators was a guy by the name of Blind Lemon Jefferson. We're going to follow a few of his connections, just like we do here on The Voice of Ash on Your Island Connection. And here's Blind Lemon, and the recording is not that great. I apologize for that. But the song is Long Lonesome Blues. And check out his guitar work and also the tempo change in the middle of the song.
I was a satisfied one with the top on. And the lost my skipper, that was no walk see you coming, man, won't get me rock again. When I see you coming, won't get me rock again.
It's very, very standard number. Now, everybody knew this number, which makes me very happy because it put a little royalties in my pocket. But it makes me happy to know that I'm the composer, and it goes like this. They call it Stormy Monday. toots is just as bad. Call it stormy money, and baby, Tuesday's just as bad, yes. When's this worse? And Thursday's all so sad. Well, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Well, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Church, pretty baby, and I kneel down and pray.
Yeah, that was the great T-Bone Walker and Stormy Monday Blues live. And I got that from a series, American Blues Legend, but I could not find who was playing sax and who was playing the other guitar. There's a rumor that it was John Lee Hooker, but I'm not sure about that. T-Bone was born in Linden, Texas, Deep East Texas, and he came to the Dallas blues scene, and AllMusic said that modern electric blues guitar can be traced directly back to T-Bone, and virtually every blues guitarist owe him a debt of gratitude. Blind Lemon Jefferson influenced T-Bone. In fact, T-Bone would lead Blind Lemon from bar to bar as Blind Lemon played for tips. T-Bone moved to L.A. and eventually not only further developed his chops, but he began to doing some acrobatic things like doing the splits and playing behind his back. T-Bone's song, Stormy Monday Blues, came right after he signed with Black and White Records, and it was a product of one of the many, many late-night jam sessions that they had in their studios. And his career really continued to flourish as he signed with different labels throughout the 50s, but it started to go downhill when rock and roll emerged in the 60s, ironically. He could be the first true lead guitarist, probably one of the best as well. Before T-Bone, we heard Blind Lemon Jefferson and Long Lonesome Blues. Blind Lemon was one of the main figures in country blues and one of the founders of Texas blues, and first truly commercially successful male blues performer. And up until then, women were the ones who were successful. He was blind since birth, and before his teens, he was playing guitar at picnics and other public events, and he was influenced not only by the guitars and the singing of the cotton pickers that were around him, but also the guitars and singing of Mexican workers who brought their own little brand and style of music. He eventually moved to Dallas, and he met Lead Belly, whom we're going to hear from next week. And Lemon recorded over 90 songs in less than 4 years. He was still in his 30s when he died in a snowstorm in Chicago. He was a huge influence on Lightnin' Hopkins, whom we're going to hear next week as well, and T-Bone and Lead Belly. You're listening to influential and innovative black musicians from Texas on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. And speaking of connections, we're making some with Blind Lemon Jefferson connected to T-Bone Walker, and next up, T-Bone connected to Eddie Cleanhead Vincent as they play together on Wee Baby Blues.
It was early one Monday morning, and I was on my way to school. It was early one morning, and I was on my way to school. Yeah, that was the morning that I broke my mother's rule. I'm in love with you, baby. You baby, before I learn to call your name. Now you're in love with someone else. I know that's gonna drive me insane. Love a bee.
Well, Arnott Coleman on sax, Don Cherry on trumpet, and Walter Norris was on piano, Don Payne on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And When Will the Blues Leave? That came from Ornette Coleman's album, Something Else. Ornette was born in Fort Worth, and he was playing sax in his early teens, primarily in R&B bands, and he moved to L.A. in the early 50s, but it wasn't until the late 50s that he could find some musicians who would play in his really highly innovative style that created huge fans and quite a few detractors as well. He influenced a whole bunch of different jazz musicians over time. And before Ornette, we heard sax virtuoso Eddie Cleanhead Vincent on vocals and alto, and the song Wee Baby Blues, recorded live in Paris in 1969. You also heard Hal Singer on tenor sax, T-Bone Walker on guitar. Cleanhead was from Houston, got his name after a botched bout with lye-based hair straightener. Throughout his career, he jumped from jump blues, no pun intended, to jazz and back. And he started out in a few orchestras in the late 30s, and then early 40s, he went out on his own. In 1945, he had a couple of hits, and then in the early 50s, he started leaning a little bit more toward jazz when his band included John Coltrane. And somewhere in there, he wrote a couple songs for Miles Davis, too. He finished his career playing with Room Full of Blues, quite a career for Ornette Coleman. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection, where we are listening to influential and innovative black musicians from Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
VOV support is provided by Mike Verheeren, a Vashon realtor for over 20 years, bringing homes to life with short, compelling videos marketed to the world. Showing Vashon in high def at VashonProperty.com.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by O Solo Mio Di Mario, a pizza house, an authentic New York-style slice joint in the heart of downtown Vashon, located on Vashon Highway, open 7 days a week at 11 a.m. We're going to switch gears once again, as we often do on this show, and we're going to move to some pop and some R&B, and I tell you, probably two incredibly, incredibly powerful voices, leading off with who better than Beyoncé.
They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out. Addicted to your life. I swore I never.
should effortlessly. That's the way it was. Happened so naturally. I did not know it was love. The next thing I felt was you're holding me close. What was I gonna do? I let myself go. I made my wish upon a star. Now this night will last forever. It's been so long. Knew just what I would do when I heard your song. Filled my heart with your bliss. You gave me freedom. I knew I could not resist. I needed someone. I made my wish upon a star. Now this night will last forever. I can't believe I'm the one. I was so lonely. I feel like no one could feel. I must be dreaming. I want this dream to be real. I need this feeling. I made my wish upon a star. Now this night will last forever. Charms around me. I can't resist this sweet surrender. Oh, the nights are warm and tender. We're staring into each other's eyes. And what I feel is no surprise. Got a feeling most would treasure. And a love so deep we cannot measure. Ain't nobody love me better than you. Make me happy, make me feel this way. Ain't nobody love me better. You make me happy, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody love me better than you. You make me happy, make me feel this way.
Yeah, that was Liz Michael from Dallas and Ain't Nobody. She is best known for her work as an actress on stage and screen and TV, including her role as Karina Mama Williams on Friday Night Lights and about a half dozen movie roles as well. Man, she can sing. She's also starred on Broadway in Lysistrata Jones, and she's quite the talent. Before Liz, we heard Beyonce from Houston and one of her most famous songs, Halo, and I picked the live version from David Letterman, and I just don't know why I picked that, other than I wanted a live version. Beyonce's story is pretty well known, from a member of Destiny's Child to a solo career, leading off with Dangerously in Love album in 2003, and she was Billboard's Female Artist of the Decade with 64 gold and platinum certifications. She was also the decade's top-selling artist. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are listening to some really great Black Texas musicians, innovative and influential, right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm having a blast picking them and listening to them with you as well. I appreciate everybody tuning in. We're going to head out the door of tonight's edition of Boogie Back to Texas with another musician really heavily influenced by T-Bone Walker. The guy's name is Gapemouth Brown. He's instrumental coming up live on Austin City Limits. Gapemouth not only plays guitar incredibly well, he played violin. As a matter of fact, he was the lead violin blues guy forever and forever, certainly in Texas, if not around the country. We're going to hear Gapemouth on guitar along with Joe Crown on keys, Eric Demmer on sax, and Harold Floyd on bass. Gapemouth Brown and Honky Tonk.
Texas rock and roll entitled Honky Tonk. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Gabe Mouth Brown and his band live on Austin City Limits right here on the Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.